His meditations are interrupted only by the faint sound of the Concord bell.
A melody, as it were, imported into the wilderness. At a distance over the woods, the sound acquires a certain vibratory hum, as if the pine needles in the horizon were the strings of a harp which is swept, a vibration of the universal lyre, just as the intervening atmosphere makes a distant ridge of earth interesting to the eyes by the azure tint it imparts. yet, in an instant,